Welcome to the Circle of Insight Foreign Affairs, where you will receive a daily briefing on national security news from around the world. Let's get started. Here's your host, Dr. Carlos.
Today's covert operation is more of a espionage act. Let's see what this story is all about. It's Mo Berg. He was possibly, some consider, the most brilliant American who ever lived. Why? Well, he dedicated his service to the OSS, which was invaluable according to many, but he was also a Boston Red Sox catcher. So let's look a little bit about his history and find out what's going on. Mo Berg, M-O-E, Berg, B-E-R-G, played a total of 15 Major League Baseball seasons with the Chicago White Sox, Cleveland Indians, and Boston Red Sox. Now, he wasn't a big-time player. He never really advanced beyond playing backup catcher and a substitute shortstop. He usually always sat on the bench more than he played. But either way, he was in the Major Leagues for 15 years. And 5 years before he retired, he was actually picked to join the Traveling American All-Star team on a trip to Japan. Fellow teammates and baseball fans wondered, though, why a player with a lifetime average of only .243 was chosen for an All-Star team with people such as Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth. Why was he chosen? It was never disclosed. Yet significantly, while the All-Star team was in Tokyo, Berg, who spoke Japanese, slipped away and took covert movies of the Tokyo skyline, Tokyo harbor, and munitions facilities from the top of the city's tallest building. The movies were later used in the planning of U.S. bombing raids over Tokyo in 1942. Whether or not this event marked the beginning of Berg's involvement in espionage, we don't know. The Tokyo Story forever labeled Berg as the most shadowy player in baseball history. He was born in 1902. Morris Berg was always somewhat mysterious. At seven, he began playing baseball on a neighborhood team using a pseudonym he invented, Runt Wolf, a brilliant student who spoke seven languages. And we know most spies, actually every spy, speaks multiple languages. Berg went on to study modern languages at Princeton, where he continued to play baseball, often choosing to speak out only in Latin or Sanskrit on the field. So he had a very unique personality. After graduating magna cum laude from Princeton, Berg studied French at the Sorbonne in Paris and law at Columbia University. This guy is definitely different. In spite of his academic and intellectual accomplishments, Mo Berg chose a career as an athlete for his love of baseball. Biographers and historians have hypothesized that Mo's entire career as a professional ball player was merely an elaborate cover for his second occupation as a spy. Berg maintained that his involvement in espionage only began in earnest after he retired from baseball. According to Mo, he offered the Tokyo movie footage in the U.S. government on his own initiative. Could be a cover story, who knows? We'll never really know the truth on that one, I don't think. In 1942, the U.S. Office of Strategic Services, the predecessor to the CIA, recruited Mo. He would work there for almost 10 years. His first mission, cast as a goodwill tour of Latin America with Nelson Rockefeller's Inter-American Affairs Committee, was actually a means for Berg to covertly assess the willingness of Latin American political leaders to side with the U.S. in the war effort. On returning from Latin America, Mo became a spy assigned to unveiling Nazi Germany's atomic capabilities. He was part of a potential mission to assassinate Werner Heisenberg, the director of the Nazi atom bomb research program. Because Berg spoke fluent German and was uniquely capable of digesting complicated scientific information, he was sent to Zurich to attend a lecture Heisenberg gave about the bomb to Nazi authorities. Berg determined the possibility of a Nazi atom bomb was distant and the assassination plot was called off. Mo's biographers have often pointed out he was a sloppy spy, famously forgetting to take off his OSS issue watch before undertaking secret missions abroad and dropping his gun at inopportune times, but Mo was sent to use his Russian language skills during several intelligence gathering missions in Russia, or Soviet Union at the time, where he was easily able to blend in and bring home useful information. By the way, there's a lot of these biographers and historians that make these comments about these inept spies or how clumsy they were, and it's easy to judge and criticize people, or at least based off of rumors and stories and anecdotes from other people. So I always take those with a grain of salt, because I think it makes their stories a little bit more entertaining for the average folk. So I think that's why they throw these in there. Before Moe died in 1972, never being married, he planned to write his autobiography, which he said he would reveal all the details about his career in espionage. However, the book was never written, and the complete story of his spy activities, particularly how and when they began, died with him.